Where are we at in BOE numbers?
Were there some people that were wanting calls?
He's one of them. There's one there that was a lady. She said she'd been waiting since 9 o'clock for the call. She hasn't been to work.
There's a lady from BMA Investments that called, and she, of course, wanted to be called before 10, but there was no way with the many people we had in here that I could do that. I figured we'd lose them.
Do we want BMA?
We could try to call her, but I don't think she's available. She's right here. But that's from yesterday.
I know.
I think that was just a.
Okay. Let me see if there's anything that we need to get while Greg's here.
Did you want to do that one with the error on it?
Yeah, let.
No, we already did that.
You did?
Or it's the same guy, isn't it, Patel?
Okay. Pardon?
The one we had the error on, but that looks like it goes with all the motels.
Okay, so BOE 427. Yeah, he's on the docket for this morning, so we'll just... And is it my understanding that you've come to terms on this?
We're just pointing out our error.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. Yeah, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Who am I speaking with?
Mike Patel.
Oh, Mike. Okay, very good. Mike, we were calling you about your BOE appeal here at 3500 West 76 Country Boulevard, the Victorian.
Yes, sir.
What is the amount that you were asking to have? What were you appealing?
One for Victorian. I don't have the card for it because Barbara, the lady that I leased it from, she's on her way up there, so I guess she'll have that information. But the other two. Properties, which is Liberty Lodge and Stratford House Inn. Those two, I had a question on that. You know, I was speaking with somebody, and they said that 15% is how much, it can go up a year. But both of those, when I was looking at it, it was raised a lot more than 15%.
So you have somebody coming in, and I'm looking here, it says in person. Were you supposed to have somebody representing you?
No. So for the Branson Victorian, the 3500?
Yes.
Barbara, her name is Barbara. She owns that property, and I leased it from her. So, I don't own the property, technically. So that's why I thought that I couldn't appeal for it.
Are you Barbara?
Yes.
Awesome. Barbara, come on up. Barbara's here.
Oh, my goodness.
I can, but now, does Barbara own these others?
No, I do.
Okay, you can hang on the line with us here. if you're good with that. We're on BOE number 427. We're talking about the Victorian Inn.
Oh, okay.
And then we have we have one of yours after that, another one. So.
Okay.
All right, so last year we had the valuation, and you're arguing an evaluation, correct?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yes, it doubled.
Okay, just so you're aware, the county actually had a clerical error on that, and the number that we have for the valuation this year is 672-806, 672-806, and... So it did go up from 436,190 to 672,806.
I'm just looking. I don't quite understand how this works, but I'm just looking at the amount of the taxes. Isn't it? Didn't it go up to 16,000 versus 7,000 something?
We're looking at appraised value. So there's a couple different types of numbers that. You know, you may be looking at assessed value versus appraised value. And we're going off appraised value. So the number over here on the, it says the COM total right mm-hmm. there, where his pointer is, yeah. That would be what we would call an appraised value, which means the total value.
925,000 appraised value.
So actually that was wrong. That's a clerical error.
Yeah.
It's actually 672,806.
What do you pay?
So, what is the property tax like? What did it go over a year?
Are you talking about your dollar amount? What it is?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. Can anybody figure that?
Oh, because
We can't really calculate that because that's set by the levy, and so we don't know exactly what that is. I mean, definitely it'll go up, but we don't know how much that is. And so on the 15% rule, Mike and Barbara, the 15% rule applies to residential properties.
Can Kenny interject?
Yes, absolutely. Kenny, please.
This one's going from commercial to residential.
Okay.
So what would classify the
she rents them 30 days at a time. They got a what, R1 status?
That's what they
in the city of Branson.
When I went to reassess.
Yeah. Is that value 672,806
Now that it's gone down by a third, is that value something that you feel like is a reasonable value of the property?
Based on the renovations that needs to be done, I don't think it's worth that.
How many rooms do you have?
What is it, Mike? 30?
38.
So we're looking at a 38-room versus a house, and you buy a house for $672,000.
Well, this is now essentially an apartment complex, is it not?
Well, are any of them rented for less than 30 days?
Yes.
That
changes.
Right.
Half of the property is, now when you say less than 30 days, that's... like if we rent it for one night or two nights like that?
Or 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Anything less than 30 days is my understanding of the...
Yes.
That's a shorter long stay hotel.
So that automatically becomes commercial, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's why that... So when it becomes commercial, that's when you raise the taxes more versus residential, because
it doesn't raise your appraised value, but it raises the percent from 19% to 32%.
So for example, 672,806, whenever it's residential, is not your assessed value is going to be 19% of that number. When it's commercial, it's 32% of that number. So It's definitely more, and this is what we just dealt with on the nightly rental side.
So do you have to rezone it commercial or no?
It does not. Zoning does not.
It doesn't sound like, if you got the R1 in Branson, it doesn't sound like that they know that's what you're doing, because they wouldn't have zoned it that way.
But that's not for a... we're not...
That's not...
We're not.
So, Mike, if
that,
you were renting it all 30 days or more, that's considered residential. That's only 19%, you said?
Correct.
But because you're doing nightlies, do you understand how that works, Mike?
Yes. So, I mean, but the 70% of the property is extended stay. I mean, there's only 30% that's nightly like that.
Yes, Susan?
Now, in this odd case, this does seem to fall under Shipman, doesn't it? Because this, we're talking about what was a motel or is a motel, and they're doing exactly the same thing, aren't they, David?
Well, if they have, if you have 70% of the hotel that's being used for long-term 30-plus, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's almost, you can mix use.
It's hard for you guys to split it up like that.
Well, we just had hundreds of property owners in here on a nightly rental scale that would love to split it up. But the and
so you guys are valuing it at how much again?
$672,806. And you said there's 32 rooms?
Yes, 38.
Okay, so did I hear you say that $672,806 was reasonable?
Yeah, that's
fine. Okay.
I'd make a motion to reduce the value to $672,806.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. Is it, help me understand, it currently is commercial, correct?
It's currently residential.
We changed it to residential because when I went out there to assess, I asked them if they were an R1 or an R2. They stated they were an R1. So we changed it to residential. Now we'll have to change it back.
How are most extended stay hotels classified?
We're asking for if they're in the city limits of Branson, we are asking for their occupancy letter that will state right on it, because that way they make the determination that will be followed.
Because if they're renting it out less than 30 days, if an extended stay hotel to be our spirit of fair and equal,
you're going to be a hotel. I mean, that's, even if your extended stays go up to a month, I mean, but if you have leases or you have 30 days plus, you're still residential. But if you go under 30 days, you're commercial.
Okay.
What about your other properties? Did you appeal those, Mike?
We're looking at, we got two of those in front of us. We'll hit that. Just based off of that, I make a motion that we change the classification to BOE number 427 from residential to commercial.
A second.
We have a motion.
So what's the difference on that? What would it do?
That increases the percentage of the appraised value from 19 to 32 on the tax.
So even if we're doing extended stay on 70% of the property?
Extended stay meaning how much?
They've been here over a month.
But 30% are transient.
Yeah, the problem is if you're utilizing the as a hotel, that's... You've still got part of it as a hotel to be consistent with what we're doing with other people. That's the problem we've got. In other words, you need to opt. You need to make a choice of which one you're going to do. And if you want to go back to residential, you got to do it 30 days plus.
Okay.
I have a second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands.
If your circumstances change, let the assessor know and she can reevaluate.
Yeah, I'm sure they would address that. Your next hotel, BOE.